Good evening. I'd like for you to turn with me to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 16. Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 16 to 17. I think one of my favorite things to do is to sit down and have a conversation like with Riley or with Marley. Or you sit down and speak with Zoe. And you sit and you just listen to their conversation, to how they're speaking and what they tell you. And I think it's one of the most intriguing conversations you'll have all week. But two, it's probably one of the most genuine and innocent and simple and straightforward conversations you'll have. There's a lot that can be learned from just the little ones right there. And so that's what I like to talk about tonight. Lessons from a child. Just the innocence and the simplicity you find within kids here. So let's start in Luke chapter 18, verse 16 to 17. And beginning in verse 16, we'll start in verse 15. And they were bringing even their babies to him so that he would touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they began rebuking them. But Jesus called for them, saying, "Permit the children to come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." It's a sobering thought here, but there's a lot that we can learn from it. Like a child. What is a child? First of all, one of the things that I think about is a child's simple. There's not a lot of complications to it. You know, a child will say, "Well, here you go, and we're gonna pretend we're gonna be ballerinas." And there it is. There's no effect to it. There's no other things that are going to come along with it. But now there's a dragon coming in, and there it is. It's not difficult to do. It's just very simple and straightforward. I think, and sometimes as we get older, we tend to complicate things. Let's look at 2 Corinthians, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll look at verse 2. It's Paul writing here, "For I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I betroth you to one husband, so that to Christ I may present you as a pure virgin. But I am afraid that, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ." I think oftentimes we complicate the gospel, or we complicate our faith, or we complicate the way that we perceive our faith, or the way that we interact with people, or the way that we express the gospel to other people. And we really ought to keep it simple, like a child. The gospel has always been, yes, there's difficult parts and passages and things that might take some time to understand, but the true center of the gospel is very simple, and it has always been. It's easy for us to see that. Another thing is a child is innocent, very pure, very clean, very innocent, and there's a need to keep that innocence within that child. Just like in Romans 16:19, it says, "Be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. Don't practice the bad things; practice the good things." Let's go to Proverbs chapter 1. I love this proverb here and how the wise man talks to his son. It's fantastic. It's always been one of my favorite verses, one of my favorite chapters. Proverbs chapter 1, beginning in verse 8. And this is something that we should take to heart here as God is our Heavenly Father. Verse 8, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Indeed, they are a graceful wreath on your head and ornaments about your neck." And then he gives them instruction as far as evil when it comes up. "My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, 'Come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, even whole as those who go down to the pit. We will find all kinds of precious wealth. We will fill our houses with spoil. Throw in your lot with us. We shall all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your feet from their path." Oftentimes, as kids grow older, they don't know where these bad things happen. And as older people here, as adults, you show these kids, don't go in this way. Just like God shows us, don't go in this way. He shows us how to stay away from that evil and keeping the innocence. And one last thought to share with you all here is believe. You know, just watch Riley when Josh plays with her. He'll throw her straight up in the air, and she has complete faith that he's gonna catch her. No doubt, not one second in her mind. And that's what we have to do sometimes. We sometimes complicate in that manner. So you think about a child's prayer. The child will pray for anybody and everything, for their dog and for their teacher, and at the end of the prayer, they believe that the people that they prayed for is going to be okay. Why? Should they have any? I mean, they don't have any inclination, and they just, no, I prayed to God. That's good. And Scripture tells us that's the same thing for us. Let's go to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, let's look at verse 20. As they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots up. Being reminded, Peter said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered." And Jesus answered, saying to them, "Have faith in God." And these next things are just incredible. Just try to picture them in your head. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, "Be taken up and cast into the sea," and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted to him. What? The mountain's going to move? Sometimes it's hard for us to believe that, isn't it? Therefore I say to you, all things which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions. And going back to 24, believe that you have received them and they will be granted to you. How oftentimes do we ask forgiveness for our sins? How oftentimes do we ask God to help us in times of trials? We lose a job. We're having difficulties with work. We have a hard time at home. You know, we're asking for certain blessings. How many times do we ask for God and not believe Him? Because it hasn't happened yet. Or a child will pray and will believe instantly. But for us, we have a hard time believing. That's something that we can learn from children. And let's take it back to Luke chapter 18. We'll finish here. As a matter of invitation for those that are here. The gospel isn't difficult. It's not hard to grasp. It's easy to understand that Christ came on this earth and died for us. Because of his sinless life and his perfect sacrifice, we have the opportunity to be reunited with God, to shed away our sins, to repent of our past life, change, confess him as our Lord and Savior, be baptized in this water, and as children, accept them. Back in Luke 18, verse 16. But Jesus called for them, saying, "Permit the children to come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." So if there's any need for anybody to accept like a child, now is the time to do so. Why don't you come as we stand and sing.